saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options in stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, if you missed it earlier, Fox unveiled that they will be airing exclusive Friday night football, college football, this fall. Fox, who currently has WWE SmackDown, decided not to re-up that contract last year, and that expires in October. Well, this Friday, there will be a package of Friday night football games, weekly Friday night football games, on broadcast Fox. In other words, KPTM Fox 42. And according to the Fox press release, will feature elite matchups from the Big Ten, Big 12, and Mountain West Conference. Now, obviously, they haven't announced which games yet or how it's going to work, but we should expect to see Big Ten football, if not weekly, it won't be weekly, but at least somewhat regularly on Friday nights on Big Fox this fall. And we were talking when this news broke during the crossover with Connor, and we discussed what the possibilities might be if Nebraska might be put in one of these games. Now, right now, of course, one of the biggest issues, Nebraska has been very reticent to want to do any regular season football games on a weekday because of the...
Outside of Black Friday
because of the logistics regarding the school, the class schedule. You've got to clear out all of the donor lots, which are student parking.
Yeah.
And it is quite the hassle. Plus, there has been a pushback from the Lincoln business community, with which the university works very closely with, because they know how much tourism, hotels, restaurants, etc., how much it means to the local economy. And so there has always been a great working relationship between the university and the city of Lincoln. And so the odds of a Nebraska home game being in one of these spots, I would rate as very, very low, at least at this point.
Yeah, we've seen it happen on the road numerous times. You know, last year they played on both a Thursday. I'm not going to mention Black Friday for all the games I mentioned moving forward, but they played on the opening Thursday of the season at Minnesota. They played on a Friday at Illinois. The year before in 2022, they played at Rutgers. Back in 2020, they also played at Rutgers on a Friday night. Back in 2017, they played at Illinois. So, like, they have done the Friday games numerous times in recent seasons, but like you said, never at home. And like you also said, when you were reading the news release, this is not just going to be Big Ten. So, like, I think the likelihood is still fairly strong that they will be involved, but it is not a guarantee, just given that there are 14 Fridays that will be on the regular season schedule and three conferences to divvy them up between. The thing that I kind of wondered a lot about earlier was, are they going to try to do it pretty even, Steven, where you have 5-5-4? Or are you going to, will they want to lean more actually into the Big Ten, given that there are 18 teams, and so there will be a raw tonnage, and they don't want to just put all their games on at 11 and compete with each other. So does that actually make it more likely that we could see more Big Ten games on in that window, or more Big Ten and Big 12 than the Mountain West, because they know that they will get bigger audiences than, you know, random Mountain West teams battling
right
each other?
Yeah, and again, it's going to come down to which teams want to agree to do it. What was specifically written into those television contracts? Because
what promises were made?
Yeah, if there were certain promises made. Of course, the Big Ten has always yielded to its schools if they want to opt out of certain things, you know, like Michigan and
Michigan has never played in one of these games.
Michigan's never played in one of these games. They don't like playing night games in November.
Yeah. We have seen, I think we have seen, of the blue blood programs, I can remember a Penn State Friday game. I can remember a couple of them. I can remember Ohio State doing it, I believe, only in the COVID year, non-opening week, non-week one. And I can remember, obviously, Nebraska doing it. I can remember Wisconsin doing it. Michigan is the lone Big Ten school that hasn't done it. Now, I believe all of those big dog schools do not want to play the home games. The Friday night games are usually given to the... Really what we're talking about, it doesn't even have to be blue blood versus, you know, non-blue blood. It's the stadiums that aren't 80, 90, or 100,000. That's really what we're kind of talking about here. They're not going to do that in Happy Valley on a Friday.
No.
Can't imagine. You know, and I think, you know, if anyone says, I don't think they're going to play a home game in Lincoln, I would tend to agree with you. And I know that that's how you felt about this for a long time. But does the network have any extra power that they could say, no, sorry? If they do, then I would expect Michigan to finally be involved. But I'm guessing that they're still going to acquiesce to a degree.
Well, I think part of the reason why three of those conferences were all three of those conferences were named is they know that the Mountain West schools will be more willing to do this than the Big 12 schools, who will be more willing to do this than the Big 10 schools.
Because it'll get them on TV.
Because it'll give them an exclusive window. They'll be in prime time. They'll get a lot of attention that they don't normally get because their games are usually buried.
More viewers than being on a Saturday at 2:30.
Exactly. So those teams will be very open to this. And I think that's the reason why it's mentioned here. Yes, they'll try to sprinkle in. It would not surprise me if you might get three Big Ten games on. I'm talking Big Ten versus Big Ten. I'm not ruling out the possibility that a Big Ten, you know, Michigan State's been very open to playing Friday night games in the non-conference.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a team that ends up here.
They usually always play a Friday
game. But in terms of like an Iowa versus a Minnesota or something like that, or a Purdue versus an Indiana, that's probably less likely than seeing a Big 12 conference game, or especially a Mountain West conference game, where they're, again, like Maction, I'm sure the Mountain West would say, we'll do them all.
Yeah.
Because it would give us an exclusive night. But there is that, you know, there is that cachet of having the brand name of Big Ten and Big 12. So how it's put together will be rather interesting. But I would bet at this point there will be less Big Ten participation than there will be in the other two conferences.
So last year on Friday, here were Big Ten games that were played, or teams involving Big Ten teams. Week one, Central Michigan at Michigan State. Week two... Two games, actually, Indiana State at Indiana, and then a non-conference Power 5 game, Illinois at Kansas. Let's see, Virginia at Maryland in mid-September. Wisconsin at Purdue. I forgot about that one, but that I now in hindsight, I do remember yeah. Wisconsin. So that was an actual conference game that was played on Friday. We already mentioned Nebraska at Illinois. And then that's when it starts thinning out. And I'm looking at these Fridays, and outside of Black Friday, that was the last time that a game was played.
Keep
so Nebraska,
mind,
Illinois in early October.
Yeah. And keep in mind, there's the draft, the pecking order, because, you know, Fox is going to still put its most coveted game of the week in its noontime slot on Saturday. But NBC is going to want something good for its primetime window, and CBS is going to want something good there. So if you're expecting a real high-level matchup in this window, it's not going to come out of the Big Ten, because you've got three networks now who are going to be vying for the best of the best. The good news is, if you're the Big Ten, is you have more brand names now in your conference. So maybe the possibility of a Washington USC.
I was going to say, yeah, they're also used to playing in the Friday night window.
Could be a possibility.
Oregon's done it. Oregon, USC, Washington, and UCLA. I have watched all of those programs host Friday night games. So USC has not been averse to it. Oregon has not been averse to it. So at the very least, you're gaining some pretty good brands that actually would be okay with it versus the Michigans and Ohio States of the world.
So get used to it. It's another new night of college. Well, it's not a new night, but it's a new place to watch college football.
To watch more college football. Man, we love it, don't we?
Let it be summer.
I'm excited for summer.
Let's do
Josh.
Baseball. And the Formula One.
The sun's setting later and later every day. Man.
I want sunlight.
I do too. Isn't it a bummer, Nick, that the longest day of the year in terms of sun, you're inside of a little ballpark in an office that's hot and sweaty. And
it wasn't hot and sweaty last year.
A little stinky.
They got a new fan up there?
Yeah.
I got to hang out with my friends, John Bishop and Mike Farron.
That fan didn't do any good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was right on me. I felt great.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course.
It probably blew Nick's musk over to you.
You're welcome for the musk.
Well, that would explain why I was so sick.
Explains that smell.
The stank.
Yeah, like dog.
All right, coming up, it's time for
clean dog.
It's time for some content.
What do we got in content today?
Well, we got some more basketball in content.
Oh, that's going to be
good.
Great for
Nick. We haven't talked about basketball at all today.
Mm. We're going to get a new book in a couple of years that you might be interested in.
I actually am very interested in this book.
Who has the NFL been donating to in Washington? And an update from the story earlier this week featuring the Iditarod.
Nice. Not the Iditarod.
Not the Iditarod.
As we all know.
It's the Iditarod.
Yes, famously.
1620 The Zone.
Big names, big games. We've got them all. 1620 The Zone.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.